Final score tonight is Long Island 5, Merrimack 2. Scott Bork is with us, the head coach of the Warriors. And, Scott, I guess you could kind of see, you know, the seeds of the problems that you guys were facing back in that first period where, you know, you could look at the numbers and say, well, you outshot them 20-6 or whatever it was in the first period. But they did have several odd-man rushes and scored on one of the and those odd-man rushes. That's an example of things that you guys haven't given up much of recently.
Yeah, no, I know. We had 20 shots, but we didn't have any second chances. And he saw every one of them. And, you know, every college goalie in America, if he sees the puck, is going to stop it, stop the puck. And so we just didn't, those are hard areas, and we didn't play in hard areas very much tonight.
Mm-hmm. And those odd man rushes, what were the breakdowns there that caused those?
I think guys just trying to force plays. You know, we knew very early on, I think everybody felt, okay, we aren't creating much. I mean, even though we were getting shots, we weren't creating much. So overplayed, overtried, tried to make an impact. But when that happens, obviously you put yourself at risk, and that was what happened. We were at a high level of risk and high level of risk reward, and we lost. You know, we just didn't win those battles.
They picked up with a goal in the second period to go ahead by the score of 2-1, 2-0 rather. But then you had the two quick goals to tie it up at 2-2. At that point, did you feel like maybe you guys had righted the ship a little bit?
I had hoped that. It's really hard to press that button, right? And I thought we did a good job to get those two. We worked really hard to get them. We finally threw a puck at the net with a little bit of traffic on Jack's goal, which was really good, you know. So I thought we were there. You know, and we just didn't, we came out in the third period and just wasn't much of a period for us, and it was really good for them. But the most important thing to take away from tonight's game is how well they played. I give LIU a lot of credit. You know, they lost the game in overtime last night. They've played really well for three straight weekends. And they played well again today, and they got a win that they clearly deserved. So, like, I'm going to credit them right now, not look yet in the mirror, but I'll do that after the game.
Maybe one of the keys is later on in the second period, a tie game. You guys had the major power play, weren't able to score on it.
Yeah, we played a little slow, too. I thought we were too predictable. And I think, you know, you get that kind of an opportunity, you gotta get threats. And we didn't really have any, we had like one threat, I think. But, you know, we didn't have enough threats in that situation. So they weren't on their heels as much as they should have been in that kind of a situation. Credit to the way they played it, and, you know, I think we could have played it better.
Maybe lost in the way this game went was the performance of Max Lundgren. I thought a very different kind of a game than he had to face last night, but a lot of tough saves that he had to make to keep it the score the way that it was for as long as it was.
Well, he had, there were five goals on the board. I think only three when we had a goalie, but, he played really well. He battled, and it's a really hard game for a goalie. The first period, he didn't even see a puck, really, unless it was a breakaway. And so I can't, you know, I thought he battled really well, gave us a chance to be in the game, and then we didn't capitalize on that. Once we got it back to 2-2, we just didn't capitalize on that.
All right, thanks, Scott. We appreciate it. Back to Hockey East play next week at UConn. Good luck then.
Thanks, Mike. I really appreciate it.